This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. India and Kuwait today signed several bilateral agreements in the field of defense cooperation, cultural exchange and sports collaboration. The agreements were signed during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's two-day visit to Kuwait. An important agreement was also signed for Kuwait's inclusion in the International Solar Alliance. During their talks, both sides agreed to elevate the bilateral ties to a strategic partnership. Mr. Modi also held a meeting with Amir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al-Ahmed Al-Jaber Al-Sabah, to discuss cooperation in key sectors like pharmaceuticals, IT, fintech, infrastructure and security. The discussions also touched upon Kuwait's Vision 2035 initiatives and the recent successful hosting of the GCC summit. The Amir expressed interest in expanding India's role in Kuwait's development vision, while Mr. Modi extended an invitation for the Amir to visit India, ensuring continued high-level diplomatic engagement between the two nations. After concluding historic and successful visit to Kuwait, Mr. Modi has since emplaned for New Delhi. Kuwait has bestowed its highest honour, the Order of Mubarak al-Kabir, to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The External Affairs Ministry said this is the 20th international honour given to Prime Minister Modi by a country. The Order of Mubarak al-Kabir is a knighthood order of Kuwait. It is awarded to heads of state and foreign sovereigns and to members of foreign royal families in a sign of friendship. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today laid foundation stone of 13 projects for Tripura worth 668.39 crore rupees. Speaking at a public meeting at the Masurai Para in Dhalai district of the state, Amit Shah said the foundation of these several projects have shown the government's commitment towards the northeast region. Mr. Shah criticized the former Communist Party government in the state for not addressing the issue of settlement of the Brew community. He said, after the BJP-led government came to power in 2018, the settlement of 40,000 people from the Brew community was taken to its logical end. He said, the communists called themselves the messiah of the poor, but could not see the pain of the people from the Brew community. Mr. Shah said the government spent 900 crore rupees to settle the Brew inhabitants in 11 villages in different districts of the state. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia and several other Gulf countries have imposed an indefinite ban on granting visas to people from at least 30 different cities of Pakistan. This follows an alarming rise in number of cases where Pakistani nationals have been caught begging or being involved in smuggling, drug trafficking, human trafficking and other criminal offences abroad. Gulf countries and cities, especially Dubai and Abu Dhabi, remain the most preferred destinations for millions of Pakistani travellers and job seekers. However, following the ban and increasing visa rejections, the already dented image of Pakistani passport, ranked fourth worst in the world for the third consecutive year, will suffer further irreparable damage. In Bihar, CRPF and district police have foiled an attempted attack on security forces today by recovering an IED in Madanpur police station area in Aurangabad district. Police said four pressure IEDs have been disposed of by anti-bomb squad in the area. He said bombs were kept to target security personnel and recovered by security forces during anti-naxal driver in the area. Police informed that a massive search operation has been launched against naxals in the area. In squash, Indian sensation Anhat Singh picked up her ninth PSA Challenger title of the year after winning the Western India Slam 2024 Women's Singles Crown at the Cricket Club of India courts in Mumbai today. In women's cricket, India defeated the West Indies by 211 runs in the first ODI of the three-match ICC Championship Series at Vadodara this evening. Chasing a formidable target of 315 runs, Caribbeans were bundled out for 103 runs in 26.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.